Three Stories. Prostitutes. There is something about the number three. The ancient Greeks believed three was the perfect number, and in China three has always been a lucky number, and they know a thing or two. Most religions also have three of this and three of that, and of course in these more modern times, three's a crowd, maybe too many, except when it's a ménage à trois. It seems good things usually come in threes. Whatever history and culture says, we think three, a hat-trick of stories, is a great number to explore themes and literary avenues. The classic authors were so adept at creating. From their pens to your ears.
The Maison Tellier by Guy de Maupassant. They went there every evening about 11 o'clock, just as they would go to the club. Six or eight of them, always the same set. Not fast men, but respectable tradesmen and young men in government or some other employ. And they would drink their chartreuse and laugh with the girls, or else talk seriously with Madame Tellier, who everybody respected. And then they would go home at 12 o'clock. The younger men would sometimes stay later. It was a small, comfortable house painted yellow at the corner of a street behind St. Etienne's church, and from the windows one could see the docks full of ships being unloaded, the big salt marsh, and rising beyond it, the Virgin's Hall with its old grey chapel. Madame Tellier, who came of a respectable family of peasant proprietors in the department of the Eure, had taken up her profession just as she would have become a milliner or dressmaker. The prejudice which is so violent and deeply rooted in large towns does not exist in the country places in Normandy. The peasant says, "It's a paying business," and he sends his daughter to keep an establishment of this character just as he would send her to keep a girls' school. She had inherited the house from an old uncle to whom it had belonged. Monsieur and Madame Tellier, who had formerly been innkeepers near Yvetot, had immediately sold their house as they thought that the business at Fécamp was more profitable. And they arrived one fine morning to assume the direction of the enterprise, which was declining on account of the absence of the proprietors. They were good people enough in their way, and soon made themselves liked by their staff and their neighbours. Monsieur died of apoplexy 2 years later, for as the new place kept him in idleness and without any exercise, he had grown excessively stout, and his health had suffered. Since she had been a widow, all the frequenters of the establishment made much of her. But people said that personally she was quite virtuous, and even the girls in the house could not discover anything against her. She was tall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?